Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Greetings, welcome to Hour 1.
Greetings and welcome to Thursday's Remnant Battle Lines with the Watchman and Tower. Here is a clue to tonight's study. John's Gospel Witness to Jesus Christ, Part 9, True Vine on Battle Lines. He is the true vine and his Father is the husbandman. The world rejects him and his Father. Yet for the true believer, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Thursday, the second day of August, 2018, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and we are covering the end of days as they happen. This is Warn Radio. The readings in the Word this week are found in Deuteronomy chapter 7, starting at verse 12 through chapter 11, verse 25. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14 through chapter 51, verse 3. And the New Testament portion is John chapter 7, verses 1 through chapter 8, verse 59. The featured posts this week by the Watchman are 12 key points to living in a lawless world. Key gospel directives in these end of days where perilous times meet the faith of Christians worldwide. Also, going forward in his grace, living in the days of peril and going forward in his grace. In the end, whether you're a saint or a sinner, grace allows you to live on this planet, to be on this planet and live. So you can go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com to read the featured posts by the Watchman and also listen to our shows. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/warnradio. We have 3 Twitter accounts, hashtag WatchmanIS216, hashtag WarnRadio, or hashtag WGS_Watchman. And now I welcome in the Watchman for prophecy. No, it's not prophecy news tonight. It's the Remnant Battle Lines.
The Gospel of John.
Yes, and the Gospel of John, Part 9.
Good job.
Yeah, we'll get it out.
Yeah, so, you always do.
How are you doing tonight?
Well, doing fine, and a lot of things are happening, and...
Boy, isn't that the truth.
I mean, tons of stuff. And around here, we're busy on the websites. We've had increased traffic.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we have. And we've got some major book promotions coming out. We're going to be featured on NetGalley for 2 months, or one of the ones featured. We have a special thing on that. We also have a Facebook thing going tomorrow, and that's promoting one of our shows, plus our book, Steal the Darkness. And Incognito is also going on special, starting, I think it is tomorrow, for 7 days. You will be able to pick it up if you do it right away for 99 cents.
Wow.
I'm charging $2.99 anyway. I mean, I'm not charging nothing for the book because I want to get it in the hands of people. It's not about making a ton of money. It's about having a published book, having a word containing, a lot of these principles and things and putting it in the hands of people. So for all you who are regular listeners who listen, you can actually pick up this ebook. It's actually Kindle for 99 cents. So if you had 10 friends for 10 bucks, you can get 10 copies of this and send it to your friends because they all need it. So just a little hint out there, it'll go up in, I forgot, a day or two, a couple of days, it'll go up to $1.99, which, you know, is nothing.
That's still a good price.
No, well, $2.99 is a regular price anyway.
That's cheaper than a cup of coffee at the coffee places.
Yeah, well, you know, I did that on purpose with this book, because this is a book that is part of my Watchmen series writings that... And I've written a lot, folks. I mean, I have enough material for only God knows how many books. Really, literally. I mean, I figure conservatively over these 20 years, I have published over 10,000 posts.
Wow, that's incredible.
And I've written so many articles, I can't even keep track of. So, I could go through and count them because I still have them, but I ain't going over there. they go
way
back.
That's a waste of time.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, I've got articles. I got stuff that I even got a notebook thing that I wrote a long time ago. It's about has all my psalms that I put together, and that is a big, thick thing. And it's not anywhere.
That's cool.
It's in a binder. It's something that I have one of, and it is something I put there because in the beginning I wrote a lot of psalms. I've got them, and these are the ones that I spent time on an old-fashioned typewriter, put them together, and put them in this binder. It's a real nice binder in a folder. Mildly. We do have the books out there, and they're going on special. Check them out, Incognito and Steal the Darkness, both on Amazon. And you can go to danaglennsmith.com and find all the links to these books, because I've got them all featured on my writing site. Our channel is now up. I haven't got anything on it because I haven't had a chance. I just got it finalized today. The Health Ranger started a new video channel called Real.Video, which is supposed to counteract YouTube's blatant... freedom type stuff, because YouTube does, so does Facebook. But at any rate, on some of these giants, we've got to work with them for a while until we can get kind of on our own. But I do not trust YouTube. I got off of it a long time ago, then I got back onto it for a while, and then I just deleted everything, had videos on us. I'm done with you. I do not care for YouTube. It does have some interesting material on it. They've got people on it that are talented, that produce good videos. I'm not talking about them at all, but I just do not want to have anything to do with them. I do have some ads on our sites that come through somebody that have connections to in regard to our website and putting it together. They help provide some stuff for it, the security and the backups and stuff. And so we do have some ads that they put there. And I'm sure that some of them might be a Google ad, but I took off all of our Google ads. I don't have myself. I don't put it in. The only ads we have are the automatic ones from this one company that automatically get put there because I don't trust them. I don't want them. So at any rate, put it long story short, our new channel is called Visions, a title that I've used before in some of our videos over on Vimeo. And we're going to put some of our prophecy news things on it. I've been thinking about using this Vision channel as our advocacy channel for the persecuted church. And so I'm not really sure where this is headed. This is still in beta stage. We were on Blog Talk long before it reached the final thing, and it was in beta stage. And we may go back to Blog Talk. They've been, ever since I left, I've gotten an email about every other day, truly.
Good grief.
Every other day I get an email from them telling me to come back. Get behind the microphone, come back, we'll give you a discount. So I may go back, and you know, but I'm thinking about going back as Visions again, as an advocacy for the church, because I'm going to keep up the two teachings. You know, there are things that are changing, but we are getting input from some of those in the field, and a number of people that are starting to follow us, and I was going to leave Facebook too, because I don't really care for it, but I'm staying on Facebook and some of these other social sites for one reason. We have people that are following us now, and they live in countries where there's a lot of Christian persecution, and they contact us, and so we do not... matter of fact, I'm real short on contacting some of them, because we have been contacted, and some people just want to talk all the time. I don't have time to talk. You can ask Tower. She's always telling me how I'm ignoring her.
Yeah, you do.
And, you know, because I'm here, you know, and I got to keep the sights up as well as teach and preach and do all the other things. And I do have some help on the sights and things like that. But, you know, it's just, you know, we're just us. So
you really don't ignore me that much. Only when I want some attention.
Yeah. Well, my dog, when I don't give her the attention, she comes over and lays right on top of me. And she did that today. So,
you know,
it's like, okay, boss, you know, you're not paying attention to me. You need to, you know, I'm going to lay right here in your way until you decide to.
Yeah, she's a spoiled girl.
She is. So at any rate, let's see what else. Well, raspberry season is about over with for us.
Good.
And we got a good harvest on raspberries. Had a lot of raspberries. I've got a little cup of them left in here that we're doing. I got some fresh raspberry sauce left, but the rest of them we've got them all already and processed and put away. And so we are always thankful to the Lord for that. We've got some major other stuff that's come along is looking good, so the garden's doing good. You know, I mean, we've got more flowers and bees than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah, that's good.
It is good. I love bees, and I'm always working around them, and, you know, sometimes I'm working in the pollination process, and I've got two bees in my, you know, in the flower I'm trying to work on pollinating, and so I got to move them around with my Q-tip.
I'm sure they like that.
Well, they get out of the way. I think they know what I'm doing, I'm sure, you know. Well, he's got his Q-tip again. Let's get out of here. But, well, at any rate, life is, you know, life is good, but you wouldn't know it by what's going on in America. There's a lot of problems at hand. The health ranger, I happen to look at one of his videos because he sends me this stuff. And one of the reasons I got on his video site is because I wanted to back his effort to be independent from YouTube, because I disagree with what YouTube's doing. So that's the reason I'm on on that. Now, because I preach the gospel, they may not want me on there. We'll see. And that's fine, too, because there's a lot of people who don't like the gospel, but that ain't going to stop me because I'm prepared to do guerrilla warfare in all this. And I've told people about this, and if you're interested in becoming the Hard Knocks guerrilla warfare gospel spreading, you stop by our websites and contact us through the contact form. I'm not going to give you any more information. If you can't figure out how to do that, you're never going to work out in the guerrilla warfare. So we are going, you know, I'm waiting for the day when they try to stop us from heralding the gospel.
I don't look forward to that day,
I don't
but
either.
You know it's coming.
And, of course, the one thing that the health ranger was warning about was a major event up in Portland, and they're terribly liberal. And it has to do with ICE, Immigration and Control, as well as Antifa, and also a Patriot group that's going to be there praying. And the last time they were there, they got into it with the Antifa, and the mayor called off the police, told them to stand down and let these two groups go after it. But they also allowed Antifa to carry weapons. You know, we see this, and it's not just in Portland. It's in a number of other places. People don't seem to understand, the liberals and the Democrats, that, you know, if you want war, you know, be careful. You just might get war. And when civil war comes to this nation, we've already had one, and it's not a good thing. And, you know, frankly, Tower, I don't think America could stand another civil war.
Well, I don't either.
There's no way this thing will stay together.
No, absolutely not.
Plus, you have Muslims now that are radical, that are waiting for a civil war because they will begin to take over certain states.
Exactly.
And they will kill and they will rape and they will pillage their way. So if America doesn't come together and save its soul, S-O-U-L, of where it began, then it's going to lose. Your house will be left unto you desolate.
That's right.
And being as I'm living in it, I don't really care for that. But, you know, there's nothing you can do about it except pray. You need to get in there. And that's why this last article I wrote addresses this. This is why I'm publishing, why we're doing a lot of stuff we're doing, is to get the word out.
To encourage the brethren and strengthen them.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's just one of those things. I'm trying to think, too. There was something else. So at any rate, Incognito is the latest book from our Watchmen series. I forgot exactly what I named it, but it's... It comes from a lot of the writings that I do. And the other one, Steal the Darkness, we're going to be beginning, the good Lord willing and the crick don't rise, we're going to be beginning that book coming up in the fall or late fall. I've got some software and some other things I've got to get done. And this will be the second book. I planned four. I don't know how many we're going to have. These kind of things, until you get your name out and things like that, I write them because I can do this, and we can put them together and let them go to people who can have them. I don't have to have tons of money. My first book I published, a long time ago was D-Day for America. I've been thinking about republishing that. It was my first major attempt, and I wasn't really trying to do a lot of the things that people expected with that book. I was just trying to give them some good teaching, but most people don't care about teaching. They want prophecy and all the rest of it, and I'm not interested in giving you prophecy. I'm interested in getting you into the Word of God, because that's what you need.
Amen. That's right.
That's
Amen.
It, you know. So if you're looking for a prophet, go head down the road. If you're looking for someone to prophesy personally over you, go down the road. But if you need someone to pray divine healing and miracles and signs and wonders, yeah, we believe in that. And we believe that that is going on right now. And we do cover that in our advocacy for the persecuted church, don't we, Tower?
We sure do.
And so until we find out exactly what we're going to be doing with the Real Video channel, which we have now, I'm going to be uploading a video, but it's kind of hard to do now because I am uploading the high-def ones from the shows already to Vimeo, and I can't upload any more at the same time. So it's just one of those things that everybody's got to wait their turn.
Yep.
So we'll see. Hopefully we can get something uploaded to it next week, and then we'll start promoting it. You know, there is a lot of stuff changing, and I did notice that, and I told Tower this, that approval rating for Trump, it said 50%. He's at 50% now. That's like a wow factor.
Yeah, that's great.
He wasn't 50%. I didn't read the article, but the article was on my news feed thing. And
I think that's the highest he's been.
And so, and of course, Antifa, this is another thing. They're planning, the Democrats are planning, as well as others are protesting every event that Trump goes to. That, you know, and they wonder why he gets after them.
Yeah.
They won't leave him alone. Like the dude, Jim Acosta. This is a guy that is so liberal and so stubborn and so prideful that he won't keep his mouth shut for 5 minutes. He just is always bitching and griping and complaining about Trump all the time.
That's too bad.
Yeah, and so do some of the others. At least that's what I've noticed. But so they're all wanting to follow him. You know, I mean, if I was president, I would kick his butt out and I wouldn't let him back in.
Yeah.
And anybody that wanted to be like that, I would kick him out. Obama did it. There's certain people Obama would not let in, and nobody said anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Obama also supported certain groups and gave money to change the election in Israel, and none of these morons on the liberal side did anything about it.
Yeah, that was wrong.
So, at any rate, I don't know, but this whole thing is a mess.
Oh, it's worse than a mess.
You know, but see, our morals are a mess in this country. You know, I mean, really, we are the sad sack of morality, America is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a mess. You know, truly, this is the end of days, and it's a mess. But see, my life and the life of my family does not rest in how evil and wicked this country or this people is. I look to the Lord God, and I'm going to continue to look. And, you know, Trump or the Democrats or Jim Acosta or any of the others don't define me 1 day, 1 ounce, 1 second. I look to the Lord. My joy is in the Lord. My
That's
peace
right.
is in the Lord. And that's just all there is to it. If I'm looking for a path, the Lord will make a way for me and my family. I believe
Amen.
That with everything that's in me. And that doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but it does mean one thing. We will live by faith, and we will believe in the Lord God and his son Yeshua, and we will believe that he will make a way for us, come hell or high water. Now, that's the bottom line, and you got to determine your bottom line. Maybe it's about time to preach Habakkuk again.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's my teaching on bottom line faith is Habakkuk, folks. So, do we have anything else before we go to teaching?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I'll see you on the other side.
Let's go down the road into John. So we are in John, the 15th chapter. Matter of fact, it's one of my favorite chapters in John. I love this. It's poetic. John 15, verse 1. Don't you love it? Are you a Christian tonight? Here you go. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I love that. There's a lot of false vines out there. There's a lot of other gods walking around, a lot of other gods that are supposed to be flying around in the atmosphere. There's different versions of heaven and everything else. But John's witness and his writing, recording what the Lord said, I am, comes directly out of the Torah. I am that I am, was the response he gave to Moses when Moses say, who shall I say sent me? Because they will ask me. He says, I am that I am. Tell them, I am hath sent me. Oh, very deep. I am. I've always been. There's never been a time that I did not exist. And when he says I am and connects it to the true vine, he lets you know that he is the true vine. He always was the true vine. He always will be the true vine, because he's using the term I am. I am that I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, because my Father, he says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That's what the husbandman does. And being a gardener and having a garden, I know very well that you can trim branches and you can do things to make fruit come out, make it get bigger. And if you're a Christian and you are connected to the true vine, you're going to bear fruit. The problem of it is you have those people that aren't connected. They're not really connected. They're not walking in him. And so they're not producing that fruit as they should. And that's where the Lord will purge you. He will bring things into your life to help you develop more fruit. And you need to stay connected to the true vine. Now, speaking to his disciples, he said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now, I always call this the washing of the water by the word, because the word is that eternal water, that supernatural cleansing, that when you hear it, it filters in through your spirit, your mind, your soul, and your spirit, and it can cleanse you. It can move out all those thoughts. It comes in and crowds out the trash. It's just like when you have weeds are growing. Now, you see, out in the garden, I have a Boston Marl. I also have a turban. They're both squash. Boston Marl goes back to the beginning of this country. It's an American heritage plant. And one vine can produce a 30-pound fruit. One vine, 30 pounds. The biggest we've grown is over 40 pounds. But, see, the thing of it is, when it's growing, it grows so good and bears so much fruit, you don't worry about the weeds. If a weed is going to grow, he's going to go somewhere else, because that's just too much. Because that Boston Marl, he's heritage. He's a good seed. He sits there and says, okay, you want to nuzzle up to me, I'm going to take everything out of you, weed. By the time I'm done with you, you won't have enough power to do anything. Now see, when the Word of God gets in you, that Word is eternal. It is the seed by which we plant the word. It's eternal, and it operates through the Lord God and his blessing, and activated by faith, and it gets in there and it moves around. It, my word, and even the Lord said, my words are spirit and they are life. The Lord himself is known as the incarnate word. In the beginning, John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's who Yahshua was and is, the Word. Well, how can he be a human and a Word? He is, because the Word is alive in him. He is the Word. And of course, it's activated when the Spirit of God moves. And we see that in the beginning, the Spirit of God moved upon the deep. When there was nothing, the Spirit of God moved and there was creation. Now you see, you have all kinds of people that don't like the original version of creation, but I don't care. I don't care. You believe what you want to believe. I'm going to believe what the Word of God says. I'm going to stay in the Word of God. That's my guidebook. That's what I preach. That's what I teach. That's what I believe. Now, you can believe anything you want to. You can believe. You can go find your own Bible. You can change it 100 million times. But it isn't going to stack up to what I preach and what I teach, which is the eternal Word of God. Now you see, this is where you get into conflict because people disagree so much, even in the church. But verse 3, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The word, and he speaks the word of God. And the word that he spoke is spirit, and it is in truth. Now see, all of this, we're talking about the true vine, the Father bearing fruit, and being clean. It's just like John points out in 1 John 1. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. You have to abide. You have to walk in that light as Christ is the light. Walk in the light, not the darkness. So you and I are faced with darkness all around us, and it's going to be that way. And yes, this is a test. You're going to be tested on it later when you appear before the Lord God. He will look and he will see what you've done. And see, this is the secret to getting along in America and the world. As we have radical Islamists just waiting to take over America and every other Gentile nation, and as we have people like Erdogan and his armies and Iran and their armies, and then you have the terrorists like ISIS and Hezbollah, and Hamas and others who are chomping at the bit to destroy Israel. And as we face this division in America, this hatred, this political system that is so divisive and full of just absolute spite and hatred given by people through the social feeds, you can stay away from it. You can be above it. Verse 4, abide in me, the Lord says, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. That's where we need to be. And many times I've preached and I've told people we need tunnel vision. And we need to be looking to the Lord all the time, no matter what. I mean, focusing on him. Because there's so many things that takes your attention away. So many things that want to disturb what you believe. There's always a lie out there that is Antichrist. Always a lie. And in the process, you not only have the things in the world, you have UFOs, you have the Nephilim, you have many other issues to bear. And every one of them offer you an alternative to what the truth is. Because the devil's in the midst of flooding the world with lies and alternatives. That's why the son of perdition is called the son of perdition. Because he's going to lead people into perdition or destruction. And that's why the beast in Revelation 13 is called the beast, because the beast signifies that which is evil and wicked, something that is unknown and evil and dark, and it comes, and the beast comes out of the dragon. From the depths of darkness he arises, appearing as an angel of light, for even Paul says, even Satan can appear as an angel of light. And in my book, Steal the Darkness, a plug here, I do write and I do describe Lucifer as the deceiver in this book. And you will be able to get a picture of how this thing can operate even right now. Because I tell you that somewhere in the corridors of power, the evil one is there. He's not in power yet, but there's people that know him. There are meetings. There are places. There's evil, consummate evil. And it's rising like a mist of darkness, like ooze and mud and muck and quicksand on the ground, like the filth of swamps that stink, full of every evil creature, that once you're caught in it, you can't get out of it. So is this evil. But if you abide in the Lord, and he abides in you, you shall bear fruit. You will have peace. And it says in Scripture, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. Resist. That's all you need. In Jesus' name, you can bind the principalities and powers. In the name of the Lord, you can have peace and deliverance and faith and hope and much more. But you have to abide. Now, when we talk about abide in me, it's a simple action, really. It's like if you're going to get in a boat and go across the lake, you got to get in the boat. And then you got to move the boat across the lake. Of course, you could try to swim across the lake, and some people probably could do that. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about abiding. And if you're going to abide, you got to get in. And the only way to abide in him and continue in him is to be clean. Because you can't abide in him if you are full of sin. Can't do it. So that's why you repent. You come to him. You ask him to forgive you. You abide in him. You walk in his ways. You read his word. And you do what it says. You abide. You have a relationship. And so his word gets in you and begins to clean you even more, or prune you, which the Father works on you. Now you see, the Lord told all the apostles, all the disciples, he says, you are all clean. Except for one. There was one. And so there is that abiding. There is that arena where there is suffering and trouble and tribulation. But within all of this is the abiding and the provision and the deliverance. He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And that's really the key here, if we can remember that. Because once you leave the light of the Lord and that relationship, you open yourself up to the enemy. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. You have two choices. And of course, the world doesn't like two choices. They would like one choice that says it doesn't matter. But in Christianity, let's put it this way. In abiding in the Lord and knowing him, you're either abiding in him or you're not. You know? Abiding denotes an action of continuance, continuity. Once you get in it, you're abiding. See, he says, if a man abide not in me, he's cast forth. He that abideth, meaning more than just an abide. Well, I abode in the Lord one day. Well, whoopee-doopee. Once you begin this journey, it's every day. It's all the time. And see, you've got the Lord on the one hand and you got the devil on the other, and he's always going to be the other. And he will tempt you. He will try you. He will do anything he can. And God expects you to live by faith. So the abiding factor is that continual action. But see, then he goes one thing further. He says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. My words. Well, we've got the scripture full of words. And he has told us time and time again, the word that I speak to you is not mine, but the Father, which gave them to me to tell you. So we abide in him, and his words find a habitation in us, and they abide there. And so when you ask something, the Lord can look into your soul and say, oh, there's my word. And you're abiding in me. Good job. Okay. As long as you're asking according to the will of God, you should have no problems. But unfortunately, we've had people since, well, forever it seems, that have taught the number one thing you're to do is hope for that second house. Hope for another car. Pray that God will help you make that car payment, that house payment, and put money away for retirement. Seek that good job. Seek all that education. No. It's simple. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, he tells us. Nowhere in Scripture does he tell you to go seek your own selfish ways. And of course, that's, you know, it's something we have a propensity to do, especially in America. And you know, I'm always saying that with America. You know, we have been so blessed over the years. And of course, you know, the way things are today, this is not a blessing. This is a curse, folks. And it's a curse on America because we are not right with God. And because our churches and our pastors, many of them, evangelists as well, do not preach the gospel as they should, do not stand up against sin, have not shed one bit of blood to stand up against sin. Oh yeah, there's been those students, especially down here in Colorado, that got killed by those two young boys that went in there. So yeah, you're going to find a few people, a few Christians here, get killed because they're Christian. But for the most part, this country has been devoid of bloodshed of Christians. But as we in America go through what we're going through, Christians today around the world literally are suffering for their faith. And there's others suffering too. It's a terrible time. There's wickedness and evil, but there is the grace of God. There's two choices, and that's the one you have to make. And the other one is, once you make that choice, you need to be fully committed to it. And then give other people the benefit of what you have, which is a relationship with the Father through the Son. Now the Lord goes on to say, after he tells you to abide in him and his words will abide in you, and when you ask it will be done unto you, he says, here is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. Now see, you know, there's nothing in these things that says he doesn't want you to have these things. The thing here is abiding in him, his words in you. And really, when you are seeking him and he is in you, your desires and your wants, your goals change because they're corrected by the Spirit of God within you. And you're also lining up those desires and those thoughts and other things because you're focused on the Word of God and having his words abide in you. They change you. And so he says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. And see, that's leading up to what he's getting ready to say. He says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now see, for a country like America that likes lawlessness, and there's many others, not just America, that want to do what they want to do, there's no sin in America anymore, except those that hate, like Trump and his people. They can't do anything right, according to these people. But the connection here, the abiding in him and his words abide in you, are directly connected to keeping his commandments. And of course, that's where you run into trouble. The Word of God is written down so you remember it and do it. And I'm talking even the Old Testament. And of course, when we talk about the Old Testament, the Lord himself said, I have come to fulfill the law, not to destroy the law. So there is a keeping and a usage of the law, and Christ fulfilled it. And the Lord wants you to abide in him, to have his words abide in you. He wants you to continue in his love. He wants you to keep his commandments. And by doing this, you will continue to abide in his love. Now, this is where Christians run into trouble. You know, it's more than just having a head knowledge and say, well, I believe in Christ, and go out and do what you want to do. That's not what this is about. And the quicker you understand that, the happier you will be. He says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now see, here he says, this is my commandment in this thing, but this is just one of the commandments. These are just the one thing that he says, that you love one another as I have loved you. And then he goes on to say, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And see, he says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. But see, he's given you an illustration because he's going to lay down his life for us at the cross. And that's no greater love. He's giving you an example of love. And that's also why he washed their feet, if you remember that. He says, if I, being your Lord, have washed your feet, you need to wash each other. And that doesn't mean you're going to wash their feet and that's it. No, that means a submission process and ministering to the needs of those other brethren in Christ. And to love them. Well, see, we also run into this problem because what we have is denominations and divisions, and it's not like it was in the beginning. And so it's harder because we have so many commandments, denominations. And many times the cross-denominational Christianity and the theology which they keep is enough to keep the divisiveness between Christians of different denominations apart. So there's no way that I can see in this country today and many parts of the world that they actually love one another as they should. Now, I can be sure to tell you that before he comes again, you will not see the denominations you do today. Because before he comes, the Great Tribulation will be here, and there will be a church that will be a horror church, and eventually it will be destroyed. And anybody else that's serving Christ will either be in jail, martyred, or sealed. Now, we have an illustration of this just in the fact of how ISIS went through the Middle East. From the standpoint of the enemy of the cross, it didn't matter to them whether they were, a Baptist, a Pentecostal, a Catholic, it didn't matter to them. If you called upon Jesus Christ, you had a cross and went into a church, you were the enemy. They would kill you all. They would burn them all. They didn't care. So be sure to note this, that as Christians, you would do well to love one another in spite of our denominational propensities. Because I can tell you, the devil equally hates all of you. And when he comes through here, God forbid, when this thing begins, he'll try to kill all of you. Period. Now, of course, for those who believe in a pre-trib rapture, I think you're a little late, but, you know, believe what you want to believe. I mean, he is coming again. But, you know, there's a lot of these tail feathers that we have are going to get burned in tribulation and trouble yet. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father have I made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. He's chosen us, ordained us, and we are to be in him. He is to be in us. His word is to be in us, and we're to love one another. So that, number one, your fruit will remain. Number two, that whatever you ask of the Father, he can give it to you because you're in him. And with that, we're going to end this first hour. And when we come back, we'll be in John 15, verse 18. And so we'll see you on the other side. Take probably about 3 or 4 minutes. We'll come right back with the last hour of this show. So we'll see you then. We thank you for joining us today on WARN Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy 3 or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 4/10. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 4/17. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only. Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy 3 or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 4/10. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 4/17. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.